The Test of the Man Savior. In Luke chapter 4, verses 1 through 13, we have the test of the man Savior. Verse 4, verse 1 says, "And Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan, and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by the devil." Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 tells us that the Lord Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted. After being baptized in water and anointed with the Spirit of God, Jesus as a man moved according to the leading of the Spirit. First of all, the Spirit led the anointed man Savior to be tempted by the devil. This temptation was a test to prove that he was qualified to be the man Savior. The Greek word translated devil is diabolos, meaning accuser, slanderer. The devil, who is Satan, accuses us before God and slanders us before men. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 13, the Lord Jesus taught the disciples to pray, "Do not bring us into trial." The Lord, however, was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness in order that he might be tempted by the devil. The Lord Jesus was strong, and he could withstand temptation. We, on the contrary, are not able to withstand temptation at all. We should not be proud, thinking that because we have the essential spirit and the economical spirit, we are now able to withstand temptation. Such a thought indicates that we do not know ourselves. The Lord Jesus is the only one who can stand the temptation of God's enemy. When he was on earth, he was perfect and strong. Therefore, the Holy Spirit, who is God reaching man, led this perfect man into temptation in order to defeat God's enemy. Through the testing of the man Savior, God was able to show his enemy, Satan, the devil, that there is a man who can withstand temptation. The Holy Spirit will never lead us to be tempted by the devil, because we are not able to withstand Satan's temptation. Even though we have been regenerated and to some extent sanctified and transformed, we nevertheless are not able to withstand the temptation of the evil one. Therefore we need to pray, "O Father, do not lead me into temptation." No matter how strong we may feel, we actually are weak and cannot stand Satan's temptation. The only one in this universe with the humanity that can withstand the temptation of God's enemy is the Lord Jesus, our man Savior. Standing as a man before the devil. According to Luke chapter 4, verse 3, the devil said to the Lord Jesus, "If you are the Son of God, speak to this stone that it may become bread." Jesus replied, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone." The newly anointed man Savior had not eaten anything for 40 days. Although he stood on the ground of a man, he was also the Son of God, as God the Father had declared at his baptism. For the Lord Jesus to accomplish his ministry, he had to defeat God's enemy, the devil, Satan. This he had to do as a man. Hence, he stood as a man to confront the enemy of God. The devil, knowing this, tempted him to leave the standing of man and assume his position as the Son of God. 40 days before, God the Father declared from the heavens that Jesus was the beloved Son of the Father. The subtle tempter took that declaration as the ground to tempt the Lord Jesus. If the Lord assumed his position as the Son of God before the enemy, he would have lost the standing to defeat him. To cause a stone to become bread would certainly have been a miracle. That was proposed by the devil as a temptation. Many times the thought of having a miracle performed in certain situations is a temptation from the devil. The devil's temptation of the first man, Adam, concerned the matter of eating. Now his temptation of the second man, Christ, also concerned the matter of eating. The devil tempted the man Savior to take his position as the Son of God. But the Lord Jesus answered by saying, "Man shall not live on bread alone." This indicates that he stood in the position of man to deal with the enemy. The demons address Jesus as the Son of God, but the evil spirits do not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, because in confessing Jesus as a man, they admit they are defeated. Although the demons confess Jesus as the Son of God, the devil does not want people to believe he is the Son of God, because in so believing they will be saved. Worshipping and serving God only. Luke chapter 4, verses 5 through 7 says, "And he led him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the inhabited earth in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, 'To you I will give all this authority and their glory, because to me it has been delivered, and to whomever I want I give it. If you therefore worship before me, it shall all be yours. The devil told the Lord Jesus that the kingdoms of the inhabited earth had been delivered to him. This must have taken place in the pre-Adamic age. The devil's word here indicates that when God anointed the archangel to be the head of the pre-Adamic age, the authority and glory of the kingdom of the earth must have been given to him. The Lord's word in John chapter 12 verse 31 confirms this. After Satan rebelled against God and became God's enemy, he was judged by God, but the full execution of God's judgment upon him will not be completed until the end of the millennium. Hence, before that time, he still has authority over the kingdoms of the earth. He tempted the Lord Jesus by offering this authority and its glory to him. His evil offer was rejected by God's Christ, but it will be accepted by the Antichrist, the man of lawlessness, at the end of this age to execute his evil wiles against God. In Luke chapter 4, verse 8, we have the Lord's answer to the devil's temptation. It is written, "You shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone you shall serve." The man's Savior defeated the devil by standing on the ground of man to worship and serve God only. To worship or serve anything other than God for gain is always the devil's temptation to secure worship, refusing to demonstrate that he is the Son of God. In Luke chapter 4 verses 9 through 11, we have the devil's third temptation of the man's Savior. And he led him into Jerusalem and set him on the wing of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, to his angels he will give a charge concerning you to protect you, and on their hands they will lift you up, lest at any time you strike your foot against a stone." But Jesus answered and said to him, "It is said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." This temptation is related to religion. The devil tempted the man's Savior to demonstrate from the wing of the temple that he is the Son of God. But there was no need for the Lord Jesus to do this. This was a temptation to show that as the Son of God, he was able to act miraculously. An indication of the highest standard of morality. In the Gospel of Luke, the sequence of the temptations is different from that in the Gospel of Matthew. The sequence in Luke is related to the highest standard of morality. Furthermore, in Luke, the temptation to worship the devil in exchange for the kingdoms of the earth is given in more detail. This also indicates the highest standard of morality. Suppose you were offered all the kingdoms of the inhabited earth with their authority and glory. What would you do? I do not think any of us would be able to resist this temptation. However, the man's Savior, the one who lived in the highest standard of morality, could not be seduced or moved by anything. Only a life in the highest standard of morality, that is, a life in which the divine attributes are expressed in the human virtues, can withstand such a temptation. I mention this to point out that Luke's record continually emphasizes the highest standard of morality. The devil leaving the man's Savior. In chapter 4 verses 1 through 13, the man's Savior stood against the tempter and won the victory. The tempter was defeated and left him. Concerning this, chapter 4, verse 13 says, "And when the devil had concluded every temptation, he went away from him until an opportune time." This indicates that the devil would seek for another time, and would come back to tempt him again and again at any time he saw fit. The devil went away from the Lord Jesus, but he did not leave him permanently. Instead, he went away until an opportune time. This reading is entitled The Test of the Man's Savior, and is compiled from Life Study of Luke by Witness Lee, published by Living Stream Ministry. Life Study of Luke is available for purchase as an ebook in your favorite ebook store. It is also available as an audiobook on audible.com and on Apple Books and in print from livingstream.com.